Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, I understand that acre payments are dependent on price, price dependent on USDA information, and some big reports issued this week.
Yes, the USDA, they released their planting intentions report for all the crops, including wheat, corn, soybeans, and they released the grain stocks reports. If you look at the planted acres of expectations versus what we got on wheat, 58 million acres, and the market was expecting about 57.3 million. In February, the USDA number was 57. On corn, 92.2 million acres, the market was expecting 91.8, and in February, the USDA was at 92. So it looks like both corn and wheat, more acres than expected. Soybeans, slightly less than expected at 76.6, with the market expecting 76.9. On the stock situation, more wheat stocks, 1.4 billion bushels compared to the market analyst pre-release report at 1.4. So about 20 million more bushels of wheat than expected. Corn, lower stocks than expected, and soybeans, lower stocks than expected.
Now, of course, the next question naturally would be, how did the markets react to those reports? Not quite what you would think, right?
That's exactly correct. You'd think corn neutral to positive with the new crop, the 11 crop, higher prices, the crop in the bins, even higher prices. That soybean prices, of course, it was bullish with lower stocks and planted acres. But planted acres of wheat were higher than expected, and we got more wheat in the bin than we expected. And so you'd expected it at the very best neutral wheat prices and probably lower prices, and prices were up 25 to 30 cents. So, you know, you just go figure on what's happening in these markets.
Can you really answer why the prices were higher?
Well, I think weather is trumping the numbers. Yeah, we've got slightly higher stocks, but not much. Yes, we've got more acres, but with the drought conditions, the dry conditions, you got the drought all across the southern part of the winter wheat areas, up the western part of the winter wheat areas. The projections are for continued or even more deeper drought conditions. And so it looks like we're going to have you go to the northern wheat areas, it's too wet. The projections are for continued wet weather. So I think weather trumped data in this case.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on that data as it continues to change week by week. All right. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Thank you.